Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Sources tell NPR that President Trump is actively considering a run for president in 2024. This private planning comes even as Trump continues to publicly and falsely dispute the 2020 election outcome, as NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Two campaign aides and one former advisor still tight with Trump World, all who spoke on condition of anonymity, tell NPR Trump is seriously considering launching a 2024 election bid. That, they say, would have the effect of freezing out other potential Republican candidates. On Wednesday, Trump released a 45-minute video on Facebook and Instagram, falsely claiming fraud and saying the votes from several swing states should be thrown out. Trump is making claims that haven't held up in court and in many cases that his lawyers haven't even argued before judges. A campaign official said the current effort is less a legal strategy than an effort to make noise. Another said the goal is to delegitimize Joe Biden's win. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
President-elect Biden is getting behind a compromise coronavirus relief bill. He's urging Congress to pass the bill now, saying more aid will follow next year. His remarks follow the decision by top congressional Democrats to back off their demands for a much larger package and use a more than $900 billion proposal unveiled by a group of moderate lawmakers as a basis for negotiations. The CDC has issued new guidelines reducing the number of days people should quarantine following coronavirus exposure. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more on the new recommendations.
The agency says a standard 14-day quarantine for people who might have been exposed to the coronavirus can potentially be shortened to 10 or 7 days. That's depending on test results and symptoms. Under revised guidelines, the CDC says quarantine needs to last only 10 days if a person has no symptoms. Another option is a 7-day quarantine for people who have no symptoms and then test negative.
With the virus surging across the country, hospitalization have more than doubled over the past month. They topped 9,000 in Texas on Tuesday. Texas Tech Public Media's Sarah Self-Wahlberg reports from Lubbock, where hospitals are full.
With the state's help, facilities in the regional medical hub for West Texas are diverting patients of all kinds to other states, at least in one case as far away as Illinois. At University Health System, CEO Mark Funderburk says they accepted 13 regional patients Tuesday, but denied 29. He says most of those patients are from rural areas where hospitals are few and far between.
We are in a balancing act every single day on who is accepted, who's denied.
Over 335 people are hospitalized in Lubbock with COVID-19. Both of the city's hospital systems report no available beds. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Self-Wahlberg in Lubbock.
This is NPR. California Governor Gavin Newsom is facing pressure over who to appoint to fill Kamala Harris's Senate seat when she becomes vice president. One name that's being floated is Alex Padilla. He is California's Secretary of State and a longtime ally of Newsom's. Senator Dianne Feinstein told reporters today that Padilla has her support. The legendary Olympic athlete and humanitarian Rafer Johnson died today. He was 86. In 1960, Johnson was considered the world's greatest athlete after winning the Olympic decathlon competition, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
8 years after winning Olympic gold, Rafer Johnson helped subdue Robert F. Kennedy's assassin at a Los Angeles hotel. Extraordinary events, but they were just part of his rich, eventful life. The son of black farm workers, Johnson developed into a supreme athlete and student. At UCLA, he was student body president, played basketball for legendary coach John Wooden, and was dominant in the multi-event decathlon. After his 1960 Olympic victory, he went on to act in movies, helped start the California Special Olympics, lit the flame at the 1984 LA Summer Games. Through it all, Rafer Johnson impressed with his graciousness and humility. He was, said 1984 Olympic organizer Peter Ubaroff, a marvelous human being. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Former French President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing has died. He was 94. Giscard d'Estaing's office says he died in his family home in central France today. After contracting the coronavirus, he was hospitalized last month with heart problems. Giscard d'Estaing was president of France from 1974 to 1981. This is NPR.